Welcome to this week's edition of the MoneyWeb SME Corner. Today we speak to Clyde Ramudibe of Clyde Smart Beverages. Welcome, sir.
Thank you.
Talk to us about the product. What is Clyde Smart Beverages all about?
So just to explain what Clyde Smart Beverages is all about, it's part of the company called Clyde Smart Enterprises.
Right.
So this is just another division of the enterprise. So we've got Clyde Smart Chemicals, project management, as well as events management.
Okay.
Basically, we are supplying, so we manufacture and supply this concentrated fruit juice.
Mm-hmm.
It comes in three flavors, tropical, orange, and mango.
All right.
And we supply this in various quantities. So it comes in 300 mils, it comes in 500 mils, 1.5 liters, as well as 5 liters.
Mm.
I think what really inspired us to start this is that, I mean, there's not a lot of 100% black-owned companies that really manufacture and supply these type of products.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's just the beginning, because we're going to be introducing other products within the beverage space in the near future.
So is the beverage space pretty new to the entire enterprise? Talk
yes.
to us about the importance of having a diversified bottling and manufacturing and production company.
Yeah, look, I think from our side is that it's new, but the concept has always been there for the last 3 years.
Right.
Okay, so obviously moving from this, we're going to be introducing hot beverages.
Okay.
All right, we're going to be introducing purified, you know, type of waters,
mm-hmm.
and then all sorts of things that will come within the beverage industry.
Mm-hmm.
And I think ideally, yes, we are concentrating on the content for now.
Okay.
But eventually, then we're going to get into, you know, the manufacturing of the bottling itself.
Yeah.
You know, whereby now we'll be able to redesign the whole bottle according to our specifications and how we want it to, you know, to be portrayed there in the market.
Concentrated juice is a big market, especially for us, Batho ba rona, and
yes.
because it comes already packaged,
mm-hmm.
how do you find the market receiving the convenience of it being packaged?
I think it depends from one business to another, because what we're doing is that we're not just focusing on providing this to consumers,
mm-hmm.
you know, the end consumers, but we're also supplying to the hotels, we are supplying to your restaurants, and then we are supplying to other companies
mm-hmm.
that wants to repackage it, all right, and then resell it to the market as well.
Okay,
yeah.
So it's not a one-stop shop where you focus on just one specific type of business. Talk to us about why you decided to have that particular type of company as opposed to focus on maybe do the bottling and do the juice and that's it.
I think what I've seen, the gap within South Africa is that we lack companies that are manufacturing things in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times when we're doing our research is that we import a lot of products
mm.
instead of, you know, manufacturing and obviously looking after, you know, our own market,
right.
South Africa, and then start exporting it to other countries. And there's a huge gap when it comes to the African product that, you know, such as this one, to be marketed within the entire continent.
Mm.
So very few companies, and then obviously you're competing with, you know, other big companies that have been in this space for quite some time. But then the reception of this product has been phenomenal, I must say.
How's the competition?
Right now, we're not worrying about the competition because we know how our product is, it's been received out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in terms of the marketing, what we're pushing for is, you know, just have a taste of it.
Right.
Then you'll understand how we compete with our competitors.
Mm.
Yeah.
Challenges in this journey?
Look, challenges is, I think it's always around, you know, raising enough capital.
Mm-hmm.
Because then eventually you would want to have maybe 3 or 4 different plants, you know, in your major places, like maybe in one in the Western Cape, one in the KZN area,
right.
the PE. And, you know, to put a very, I would say, a world-class type of manufacturing plant,
mm-hmm.
it's very costly.
True that.
Yeah.
Marketing, you indicated and alluded to that word. How do you focus on marketing at this point? We see a lot of people marketing via social media, which is somewhat of the biggest and cheapest way right now to reach a big market.
Yeah, look, as I said that, you know, if you look at our target market, it's quite diversified.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously social media, it's for me and you,
yeah.
you know. But at the same time, we do like also direct marketing whereby
mm-hmm.
we knock on doors, you know, whether it's hotels or whatever, we just make sure that our product is across all sectors.
Mm.
Yeah.
You run an enterprise.
Yes.
How did it get to the enterprise? What was your original thought when you started?
I think when it comes to business, so this is not just the only business that I'm running mm-hmm. currently. I'm also into other companies, particularly in the human capital. That's my background. When we started this enterprise with my wife, and hence I was saying earlier that she's the one who focuses on making sure that it gets out there, you know. I still get involved, very much heavily involved in terms of, you know, the product, in terms of how we do the business development. But look, I think when it comes to business, you've got to have that, I would say, the passion, all right? And when we talk about passion, we're not talking about doing things for free.
Right.
You are into business to make money. Let's not try to, you know, beat around the bush around it and say that, no, I'm doing this for charity. But at the same time is, when you're in business, what type of solutions are you trying to bring in to the community? And as we're saying that, you know, when it comes to soft drinks, it's there's a huge market, there's a huge demand within the African continent context, you know. Yeah, so we saw that gap, and then at the same time we said, look, why don't we have our own black-owned South African product being made here, and let's see how it goes.
That said, what are your views on the current SME space in South Africa? Do entrepreneurs have enough support to thrive in South Africa?
The support structures are there, all right? But the question is that how do they filter down from wherever they are to a normal SME company in Tembisa?
Right.
That gap, that's where the problem is. And I remember I was listening to one guy who was talking about the very same thing that, you know, these funding companies, they have huge offices in your sentence, et cetera. But then how do they reach out to the people who are supposed to be getting involved in this type of, you know, enterprises and starting their own, especially the historically disadvantaged people?
As an entrenched businessman, how would you advise someone who may be listening out there or looking at this video and thinking, but I want to get there? What is it that one needs to do to ensure that they actually get to a point where they have product, that they are producing product?
Look, I think, you know, one of the fundamental things about being an entrepreneur is, firstly, as I spoke about passion, okay? And I think authenticity is quite important. Don't ever try to be a copycat, okay? Stick to what you know, all right? And then, you know, build it. And then from there, because that's what I'm saying, that we have enough knowledge about this type of particular industry. And hence, we're saying that we're going to be introducing other products within this space. Okay? So I'm not going to be moving here and then now I'm starting to make bricks. You know, that's not my space. But maybe eventually when I have enough money, I can, you know, buy shares into companies that are already expertise in those in those sectors.
Interesting way of thinking. Now, where do people find the product?
We are in a, I think, a negotiating stage at the moment with some of the big retail companies within the country. But already, as I said, we are working with a couple of lodges within the Rustenburg and Magaliesberg area. We're working with about two or three prominent hotels within the Free State area as well. So, I mean, this product is probably about a month old, and we can see the potential.
Wonderful developments. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
That was Clyde Ramudibe of Clyde Smarter Beverages.